Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey,
what's up, everybody?
Now, I know you're all thinking, what am I doing in Headcrack seat, right?
Right.
Well, I'm just keeping it warm while he's over there hanging out in L.A. with Heidi and Frank. What's up, y'all?
What up, L.A.? Everybody.
Hi, Headcrack. Yes.
I'm going to check that seat for damage when I return.
It's going to have a permanent dent in it, okay?
All right. Now, you know what? We have a really, really, really good show today. Later on, we have to reveal a shocking revelation about Denzel Washington.
Uh-oh, girl.
Yeah, and turns out Diana Ross may not be as big of a diva as we thought.
Oh, really?
So, Gary, we have to see what you say about that.
Uh-oh.
But first, Frank, what you got for us?
Well, LeBron James and the Cavs were in New York yesterday to play the Knicks, and they decided to take the subway. So, of course, LeBron posted about it, that they were actually taking the subway, but there was one rider that really wasn't that impressed.
We decided to hop on the train with the squad. Hey, Channing, what's up?
What's the question?
I don't know this dude right here. He's tripping.
Here's the guy I feel bad for in that video, and this is what I'm thinking may have happened. You know when you're someplace that you're not really supposed to be.
Right.
And then somebody's like putting the camera and maybe he told a girlfriend or wife or whatever that it's like, I'm going to be at such and such. And he's on the subway that he shouldn't be on, which makes him look bad. So he's putting his hand up.
I would say LeBron kidnapped me, honey. I'd still be on the video. I'm with LeBron. Well, the Can You Not guy went viral, and now we get to hear his side of the story.
Hi, everybody. It's me, James Michelangelo, but I just want you to refer to me from here on out as Can You Not. That's my new name. So a couple of things. First of all, I don't have a wife. Second of all, I had no idea who LeBron James was because I don't watch football.
Basketball.
Oh, it's basketball?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't watch basketball either. And LeBron, I just want you to know that I'm coming for you, okay?
That explains everything.
Oh, so there is no wife.
No wife for sure.
There is nothing.
Probably a domestic partner.
Yeah. He probably just didn't want to be on a black person's camera because he didn't know what they were going to do with. He's like, who are these hood dudes? He didn't know who they were.
He don't want his face on anything.
Yes.
Well, seeing dudes that tall on a train, it's either a basketball team or the Wu-Tang Clan. You know, because they're all like notoriously tall. So, I mean, he should have do something with Zop.
Well, up next, Prince William attended the Australia versus Wales rugby match, and as a representative of the Welsh Rugby Union, he was probably disappointed that his team lost. But when you're Prince William, you still have to go to the other side, the winning side,
you gotta show love. So he goes
to the locker room of the opposing team, the team he didn't want to win, the team who did win, and wow, what a photo op this guy got. Australian player Kurtley Beale's the one who posted the pic with a caption, quote, when you rock up to a party feeling a little overdressed. Now, I guess why this guy was in his what he calls budgie smugglers. I've never heard of that. That's like our banana hammock, I guess.
It's the Brits being weird as usual.
So he had his budgie smugglers on, and the reason that he did, he likes to take ice baths after.
That's some confidence to wear a man's Speedo and take an ice bath and still pose for a picture.
Well, that means he's got it going on.
I got $10, says Gary has one on right now.
Gary? Budgie smuggler?
I do. Yes, honey. But
Gary's came to work like this before.
No, he did.
Y'all want to see?
No!
No!
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Moving on. Escape has reunited for the time being, at least, honey, the time being. Now, their tour, y'all, kicks off later this month, and they stopped by Watch What Happens Live to promote their
reality show Escape. Mm-hmm. Still kicking it. And, well, clearly, honey, there's still a little tension amongst the ladies.
What?
Uh-oh. Oh, this is sad. Uh-oh.
A lot of people wanting to know, when are you guys going to make new music? Any plans?
Yes.
Well, they are doing new music.
Yes. The three of them are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And is it under the name Escape?
I don't know.
Well, we are Escape.
Oh, right.
We are okay. Escape.
Seems like there's more to it.
Oh, yeah. Candy needs to work on a project and call it Escaped.
Yeah, I was about to
because you can tell she wants no part of none of that. Well, up next, y'all, I got some breaking news.
What?
Apparently, we've all been saying Denzel Washington's name wrong.
What is it?
He just recently sat down with E.T. and he broke the whole thing down. Take a look.
All right.
My name's actually Denzel.
It is not.
Yes, it is. I'm Denzel Hayes Washington Jr. My father was spelled the same way. His name was pronounced Denzel. My mother started saying Denzel, just made a difference.
Why this project, Denzel?
You're right.
They'll do the whole interview like that. Go ahead.
My mind is completely blown.
I feel like
it's his alter ego.
I feel like Denzel isn't quite as hot as Denzel.
Right, Denzel.
You want to go out disguising Denzel?
Yeah, exactly.
Denzel sounds like his slower brother.
like Denzel was in The Equalizer, and Denzel was the guy at the boxing match with that, you know, like with that mustache and the hat.
Right.
Well, Diana Ross's world was turned upside down. Boy, you're turning me.
Ooh, that's nice right there.
She said inside out, honey.
No.
And round and round.
No, Gary, but her world was turned upside down because she recently lost her fanny pack.
Oh, Miss Ross lost her fanny pack. Yeah. Lord Jesus, no.
Diana was shopping at, brace yourself.
Where?
Marshall's.
She was saving money, honey.
She was shopping in Marshall's and somehow she lost her fanny pack and a good Samaritan found it and turned it in. Miss Ross tweeted three times to express her gratitude. She wrote, thank you to the angel. I lost my fanny pack in Marshall's in L.A. on Olympic and someone turned it in. What a blessing. Again this morning, I'm so grateful. I will pay it forward.
What is in her fanny pack? What do you think's in Diana Ross's fanny pack?
Her ID. Yes. Her Medicaid card or her screen.
Not Medicaid.
Wait a minute, Miss. Now, don't give Miss Ross no Medicaid, girl.
I'm sure she has a little lady fan, she has a little handheld fan.
Some good lipstick.
Some good lipstick, some track glue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything.
Bitch, Miss Ross don't have no track glue.
What?
No, that's her hair.
Pair underwear in case she has a hot date.
Brad!
What?
Miss Ross is not a whore. That was in her older days.
Oh, no.
Well, just in time for the holidays, Dolce & Gabbana have a pasta collection they want to sell you, a pasta tin. Now, they're only making 5,000. 1,000 of them are going to be available here in the U.S. And, it's a tin of pasta and a Dolce & Gabbana apron, and it's selling for $110.
Why is this happening?
Right. That was my question, Headcrack. It's going on sale, by the way, tomorrow online and then in retail.
Is that Stefano Gabbano's mama?
That is Stefano Gabbano's mama. Yes. You're so good. Stefano How did Gabbana you know mama that?
Mama. Say that five times fast.
Stefano Gabbana mama. Stefano Gabbana mama. Stefano Gabbana mama. Stefano Gabbana mama. Stefano Gabbana mama.
That is not easy to do. Good tongue work, brat.
Thank you, oh. Boo.
All right. She had a nickel. She had a nickel.
You got to think about it. I don't know how many of you go do your own grocery shopping, but I do. And a box of pasta is about $1.39.
Yeah, sure.
And like designer pasta, like does this taste better than regular pasta?
I don't like designer pasta. I like impastas. That's an imposter. Speaking of high-end designers, there's a Louis Vuitton toilet available for purchase if you've got $100,000 laying around. Here on display in LA is a creation by an artist called Ilma Gore, and it's a fully functioning golden toilet made with $15,000 of authentic Louis Vuitton leather bags.
If I was the only person using this toilet, I would take it. It's
you would
cute.
Take it?
I would.
That's when the bootleggers need to come out. We need to go to Canal Street, buy a whole bunch of bags.
Right.
Then they couldn't sell it for $100,000, Craig.
Oh, yes, we can.
That's how it works, Brad. Love is in the air, honey. Now, one celebrity is quitting her job for love. Another celebrity has a new man. And another one got secretly married and is now pregnant. And sorry to tell you, but guess what, y'all?
What?
My name is Portia, honey. But find out who they are after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Woo-hoo. Meghan Markle to quit her day job, y'all.
What?
Why?
Yeah, y'all. Well, y'all know she with the prince.
That don't mean she should stop working.
Yeah, she should. She's going to be royal.
Exactly. No, but you got to still carry your own weight for a little while. You don't just look like you automatically.
No,
just
that's gone. When you're married to a black man. Oh, I mean, go ahead.
Oh, Gary.
Well, now that she will be too busy being all royal with Prince Harry, Meghan will not return for season 8 of her very successful show, Suits.
Oh.
Now, Meghan's co-star and love interest, Patrick J. Adams, will be leaving the show as well. And since their characters will be getting married at the end of the season, Meghan thought that's the best time for her to go ahead and cut her ties.
Oh, yeah, that's a good exit.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good way to exit. Yeah, I was like, are they going to kill her off? What they going to do?
I know, right?
Okay.
Now, y'all know how I'm thinking. Now, I'm thinking, if she's about to be married to a prince, she's got to care for those royal babies she's about to have. Uh-huh. She's got to go live with her husband and not be here worried about some TV show.
Yeah.
She need to go and be royal.
I disagree because this is her passion. Like, when you take people's passion away from them and they start doing other things, like, I don't want her to lose herself and who she is and what she likes to do.
But what if it is her passion? Passion about that prince.
Y'all so materialistic. Oh, my God.
Realistic, honey.
Whatever.
From the hood, she better marry a prince.
Just like if I get married to somebody, I'm not gonna want to stop writing rhymes and rhyming.
You gonna marry a regular Negro?
Who gonna marry a regular Negro? I'm not a regular Negro type of woman, bitch.
No.
Why?
Okay.
All right, y'all. We got a smash alert.
I gotta do it.
What you do it, Gary? Smash alert. Come on, Gary. Well, y'all, Amy Schumer has a new boyfriend.
Oh,
yes, she does, honey. Amy is dating her assistant's brother, Chris Fisher, who is also a well-known chef around New York.
That's a setup.
Her assistant's brother.
And yeah. Chef, he's going to just feel ain't going to be.
You know, I like that she dates normal guys because she's a big star. I don't care what nobody
she
says.
Is.
She is a very big star.
Yes, she is.
A very, very big check right now, so she wants to stay out of spotlight. But I think it's a little close for home.
But, honey, this man I'm sure he's going to be wealthy one day. You know, he has a cookbook. He's in New York. Just different from Leroy working at Suka in Atlanta.
What the hell is Suka?
Who lied? That's funny, Gary. Your last boyfriend was named Leroy. Did he work at Suka?
Yeah.
I want to be honest, honey. My ex didn't even have a job.
There you
See,
go.
That's
Thank
right.
You.
That's right. So you the one. You speaking in first person.
Right. Don't talk about it.
Oh, Gary. Oh, my God.
It's so touching.
He needs love. And he needs space in his neck area.
Whatever. Speaking of relationships, y'all, we got some wedding and baby news, y'all.
Uh-oh.
Yes, baby. Miss Jordan Sparks is married.
Oh, my God.
Jordan, what? Is she pregnant?
No.
Baby, this girl is so American Idol. She done got married and pregnant all in one day. Baby, they say Miss Jordan and her boyfriend, honey, Dana Isaiah, honey, told People, which his news stands on Friday, they secretly, honey, eloped while on vacation in Hawaii back in July, and now their bundle of joy will arrive next spring, honey.
You got to be happy for this girl. She
honey.
Been through it with some super
I'm happy
guys
for her, but I...
Jason
he just looked really skinny. Let me just break it down. If they get ready to do some hanky-panky in the bed and she want to jump from one wall to the next on top of him, she going to break his little tooth pick ass legs. I'm sorry.
All right, y'all. Well, Gabby Sidibe just served the clap back of the year.
Ooh.
We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Well, just when you thought you couldn't love old Gabby Sidibe anymore, she's come up with the best clapback of the year, man.
What? What'd she say now?
Oh, Lord, Portia. So Gabby posted this photo of her with a couple of other girlfriends and wrote, "On our way to your man's house."
Oh,
she did not.
No, that happened in, bitch.
Excuse me.
All right, baby.
Did. she did. I love her sense of humor, right? Well, one hater commented, F all three of you bitches. Yes. And when that didn't get Gabby's attention, this thirsty hater went further and wrote, I'm not mad, you boy-looking bitch. Go find your sides and stop wearing fake hair.
Oh, oh my God.
People, why?
Yeah, but baby.
Oh, my God.
Well, that got Gabby's attention, and here's how she responded. I'm not sure why you're so mad, and I don't need to know why, Betty. What I do know is that you are clearly suffering, and you're probably reaching out in nastiness in order to get some attention, and you've got mine. May you receive this prayer in love, and may God's peace and guidance fall on you and lift and keep you in love.
Okay, I'm confused. You started it now. You said it to my man.
Thank you, bitch.
But now, some of these people who are in the comments had girls head to their man's houses before.
But they knew Gabby was not head to their man's house.
But you got me and my feelings, and now you gonna come back and pray for me?
No, come on. The person that's making these comments know that Gabby wasn't talking about her man for real.
Well, no, she didn't know, girl, because you never know. Because girls like Miss Gabby used to be the girl that people least suspect, and that'd be the ones who go into the girls' house.
She's the cleanup woman.
Thank you.
Taking it too far.
Did she edit that caption after that? I think she needs to change it. I'm just headed home.
Thank you, honey.
All right, who's ready for a deal?
Me!
Good. All right, now y'all know there's nothing I love more than a clean shaven man looking good, all smooth, and smelling good too, right?
Oh, yes, girl.
That's the best.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
I got a couple of...
Well, the Pure Enrichment Trim 2 Shaver is what you need for the man in your life. Oh. The Trim 2 includes 4 different trimming attachments that make it easy for the men to groom the hair on their face, head, and body to perfection. And you're going to want to buy this today because the Trim 2 ships in a gift box that includes the Trim 2, 4 trimming attachments, a cleaning brush, blade oil, charging base, and power adapter.
Oh, my God, Portia, this is perfect for the holidays. I can't wait to get it for all the wonderful men in my life. But first,
what?
How much?
Well, normally the Pure Enrichment Trim 2 Shaver can cost as much as
$40. Yeah.
Mm. But today, for our Dish Nation family, it's just
$19. $19! Give me 2 of them. Give me 3.
Got that right. So go to morningsave.com to get this great deal today.
All right, so coming up, Simon Cowell is giving up fun. We'll fill you in on all the details next.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Simon Cowell, he had a scare recently.
Mm-hmm.
He fell down the steps and he thought he broke his neck. So what is he doing to counterbalance that? He's giving up smokes and booze.
That's why he fell down the stairs.
What a quitter.
My God.
You quitter.
Yeah, like what kind of cigarettes are these? Are these self-rolled joints? You know?
I don't want to fall down the stairs sober.
No, I would at least like an excuse. Like, I was hammered.
I'm more relaxed.
Right. Yeah, you're ragdolling.
Going down ragdolling the whole way.
Supposed to go limp.
Jesus, take the stairs.
Simon Cowell, he's going from smoking 80 cigarettes a day down to just 2.
80?
Yeah, he probably should quit that.
Oh, my God.
And back in the day, he used to drink vodka at 2 a.m. just to get that creative spark.
Well, I mean... Who
have? At 2 a.m., though? Well, you got a wine cellar, so you probably just operate differently than the rest of the world.
I go down in the middle of the night just for a nip.
Has there ever been that moment in your life where you thought, I got to quit drinking?
I've had some impressive slip moments where that glass of Chard, I'm like, whoa, 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 and I go all the way down to my butt, and my hand is still in the air, and I get an applause at a party.
I've fallen into a pool and held it out of the water in the deep end.
Yeah.
I'm like,
You didn't quit. You didn't quit. No, please.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, the deep end makes it even that more
it was like, party legend.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com to catch today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.